Unit 1. I behave in my class. Communication objectives. To name school objects. To use and understand classroom language. To ask polite requests with may, should, can, and have to. Can I borrow your eraser, please?
Unit 1, Lesson 1, Being Polite. Use your stickers worksheet 1, Verbs, to stick the images that correspond to the words. Carry, talk, tie, push, sit down, pass, say.
Silly Lily Story. Circle a word that best completes these sentences about the story. Use your dictionary to look up the words you don't know. For example, Lily remembers her manners at the door. Remember, it is important to show your manners everywhere using the words please, thank you, excuse me, I'm sorry.
There are other ways to show your manners at the school. Listen and complete the song with the following words. Manners song. Kind. Line. Hand. Hall. Seat. Chew gum. Rude. Chair. Table. Run. Floor. Great.
Manners in the classroom. Look at the following classroom. There are some students showing good manners and others showing bad manners. Color the good manners and cross out the bad manners.
Manners in the classroom. Read the following sentences about manners in the classroom.
You should, must, or have to? Complete the rules with should, must, have to, and can't.
Manners in the school. Write two sentences with can't. One with should, one with must, and one with have to talk about rules in your school.
Unit 1, Lesson 2. Around the classroom. Complete the crossword puzzle.
School objects. Match the names with the right picture. Board. Eraser. Chalk. Chair. Calculator. Notebooks.
Our school bags. Read what Flynn and his friends are saying and write their names under the corresponding bag.
Classroom language. 1. Listen and read this classroom language. Repeat. 2. Now classify the expressions above in the chart. Who says what? Teacher. Students.
Class commands. Cut out the command and paste it in the correct picture. Stand up. Bring your book. Open the window. Come in. Clean the board. Sit down. Leave. Stop. Open the door.
Unit 2. I behave in nature. Communication objectives. To name vocabulary related to the environment. To use present simple to talk about green habits. To ask questions with how much and how many. to talk about countable and uncountable nouns using a, an, some, any. I am polite with nature.
Unit 2. Lesson 1. Taking care of our environment is being polite. Do not waste paper. Do not litter. Recycle. Do not waste water. Listen to Flynn talking about how to save planet Earth. Number these pictures according to the order you hear them.
Environmental issues. Use your dictionary and your stickers worksheet too. Environment. To stick the picture above the corresponding word. Deforestation. Recycle. Air pollution. Ozone layer. Water pollution. Reforestation. Trash can. Global warming. Littering.
Signs of change. Draw a sign in the circle with a message that promotes the care of the environment and complete the sentence according to what you drew.
Recycling word search. Find 10 words related to recycling. Bottles. Environment. Newspaper. Packaging. Paper. Plastic. Recycle. Reduce. Reuse. Waste.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. It's easy to do. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Sing along. Reduce, reuse, recycle, recycle, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. It's easy to do. For your world is my world, and my world is your world. Reduce, reuse, recycle. It's easy to do.
Recycle baskets. Match the items with the corresponding basket. Paper. Plastic. Aluminum.
Recycling differences. Circle the 6 differences between the 2 pictures.
Recycle right maze. Follow the path and find the items that you can put in your recycle bin.
Read about global warming and answer the questions. Global warming or climate change? Climate change occurs because of many things. The heat from the sun and a change in the Earth's orbit may affect the climate on Earth. The way the oceans on Earth circulate can have an effect on the Earth's climate. And finally, human activity can change the climate of the Earth. For example, burning fossil fuels such as gasoline and coal can affect the climate on Earth, changing the landscape of the Earth by cutting forests, filling swamps, laying large amounts of concrete over grasslands, can have a great effect on the Earth's environment.
Lesson 2. Countable and uncountable nouns. Amy, how much paper do you have? Lots of paper. Odin, how many plastic bottles do you have? 40 bottles. Irvin, how many cans do you have? 20 cans. Eaton, how many boxes do you have? 10 boxes. Yuri, how much clamshell packaging do you have? Lots. I have 30 plastic containers. My friends and I are doing a great job recycling. We will win the competition. Read the following story about Flynn and his friends' recycling competition at school.
How much? How many? Read the explanation and complete the sentences. Much. Use with uncountable nouns. For example, You have cavities from chewing too much gum. Many. Use with countable nouns. For example, many students were absent because of bad weather. Questions. Use how much with uncountable nouns. How much paper does a teacher use weekly? Use how many with countable nouns. How many boys are in your class? What are uncountable nouns? Uncountable nouns are nouns that cannot be represented in the singular form or the plural form, such as water, air, love, gum, are some examples of nouns that can only be represented in the singular form. What are countable nouns? A countable noun is a type of noun that can be presented in both the singular form and the plural form, represented by a number such as 3 cups, 5 pencils. Decide if the nouns below are countable or uncountable. Then use much or many correctly. Coffee, computers, pencils, meat, luggage, tickets, love, pencils, pens, tea, luck, printers, hats, clips, noise, pay, peace, hands, honey, berries, cheese, sugar, flowers, music, food, children, time, evenings, cars, girls, sense, ideas, chairs, plates, traffic, pictures, news, butter, stars, teachers.
How much? How many? Write many or much for the following nouns. Apples, shoes, buildings, keys, meat, children, months, paper, vegetables, bread, butter, music. Circle the correct question with how many or how much.
An, some, or any. Read this chart before doing the exercise. An. We use an with countable singular nouns. I'm eating a sandwich. There's an apple on the table. Some. We use some with countable plural and uncountable nouns in the affirmative. Also in questions, when we offer something politely. There are some apples. There is some milk in the fridge. Would you like some more tea? Any. We use any with countable plural and uncountable nouns in the negative and interrogative. Is there any milk? There aren't any oranges. Complete with an, some, or any.
Bears eating. Look at the pictures and circle the right answer. The bears are having tea. The bears are having lunch.
Cooking cake. Chef Smith wants to prepare a cake and is buying the ingredients at Derek's grocery store. Complete their conversation with much, many, an, some, any.
Let's review. Manners word search. Circle the words in the box. They are all related to good manners. Ask, better. Courteous. Enjoy. Etiquette. Listen. Nice. Phone. Smile. Social. Special. Taught.
Let's review. You have to. No, you can't. Look at the pictures below and describe each rule. Write sentences with have to or can't. Museum. Temple. Zoo. Library. School bus. Hospital. Bank. Classroom.
Let's review. Class rules. 1. Listen when others are talking. 2. Follow directions. 3. Keep hands, feet, and objects to yourself. 4. Work quietly and do not disturb others. 5. Show respect for school and personal property. 6. Work and play in a safe manner.
Let's review. School supplies. Circle the correct option.
Let's review. The teacher's instructions. 1. Complete the instructions with the correct words. A message. English. The book. The song. Your hands. The board. A question. 2. Complete the instructions with the correct verbs. Stand. Open. Sit. Be. Speak. Close. Shut. Come.
Let's review. Environmental words. Write the letters next to the corresponding environmental problem picture. A. Overfishing. B. Air pollution. C. Recycling. D. Water pollution. E. Drugs. F. Oil spills. G. Endangered species. H. Hunger. I. Global warming. J. Nuclear waste. K. Cutting down the trees.
Let's review. What am I? Guess what my friends are made of. Write it under their picture.
Cross the C or U for countable or uncountable nouns for the corresponding picture. 1. Love. 2. Match. 3. Furniture. 4. Mouse. 5. Teacher. 6. Happiness. 7. Luggage. 8. Dress. 9. Money. 10. Book. 11. Milk. 12. Homework. 13. Time. 14. Tea. 15. Music.
Let's review. How much? How many? Write some or any. Write much or many. Read the text and then decide whether the statements are true or false. Hi, my name's Alex. I always have a sandwich and tea for breakfast. My favorite sandwiches are ham and tomatoes sandwiches. They're delicious. And I also like cheese sandwiches. On weekdays, I have lunch at school. I take a packed lunch with me. I have some sandwiches, an apple, or a banana, and I usually drink hot chocolate or tea. For dinner, I have potatoes with cheese and some salad, pizza, or fish and chips. But I like spaghetti the most because it is my favorite food.